Hello.
Hello.
Wait, say something again.
Hello.
I don't know why you sound really quiet right now.
Kai is an.
Okay.
Was that loud enough?
I don't know where I'm talking. Are you talking to the microphone or?
Yeah, I'm talking to the microphone.
Okay. Okay. So, well, you're 34, 35. Is it at that?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll start at 45. So, hello again. Back to the revival of the Benchwarmers. We're just changing things up here. We're going to make things a lot shorter and involve money so you guys can pay attention. Basically, instead of talking for 2 hours once a week, we'll talk for 10, 15 minutes every single day, I guess. Give our betting advice. There's probably one person here you want to listen to and one person you don't, but that's up to, for you guys to decide. Well, do you have anything to say? Okay. Great start. Okay, so basically, I've been betting since last year, but I guess in the last couple weeks, I really started getting into it more, probably because in Canada here, we're not allowed to do single game bets, but so you have to do parlays and stuff like that, which are obviously a lot more risky, so that they make more money, but fortunately enough that like international companies are not banned here as long as they don't have offices. So like I use Bet365 and I don't know why, but it's legal here. So that's what I use, single game bets. You win way more. So that's my recommendation. First of all, is just to do single game bets. But anyways, let's get to it. So tonight we had Steelers and Bengals. Steelers were 3-point favorites, -3, which I thought was way too low. I don't know about you, Cole, but like...
Yeah, especially a Monday night game at home.
Monday night game at home. I don't know what we've seen from Cincinnati that says... Like, I don't know how to explain it. It's Pittsburgh is like... Even the last 2 weeks, because they basically had Mason Rudolph for a game and a half now. And he's played probably one really good half, which was the second half against San Francisco. He played one bad half, which was the first half in the San Francisco game, and then he played one decent half, which was the second half against Seattle. So I don't understand. I understand, but I thought he was trending upwards a little bit, because when I saw him, which was in the Seattle game, he looked really good. He looked pretty solid. He didn't really look like this was like his first time on the field, so I was kind of surprised it was 3. Cincinnati really hasn't looked good, especially offensively, since week one. I mean, even then, Seattle kind of didn't play well at all defensively and made some mistakes. But, I mean, they got murdered by San Francisco. They couldn't really score against Buffalo. Buffalo's defense is really good, but still. And I guess the only thing going for them was their defense. But, I mean... Seattle scored against them. San Francisco, I think it was 41, right? 41.
Yeah, it was 41.
10, something like that. And yeah, that was about it. And then what was it last week? The Buffalo's defense, I know, was really good again, but Andy Dalton just doesn't look good at all. They have like some receivers.
And they have Tyler Boyd and John Ross.
Yeah,
and then AJ Green's still out though.
Yeah, Green's still out, but I mean, and even tonight, I mean, they put up what 3 against Pittsburgh. I mean, everybody's been scoring against Pittsburgh. Why is this like? But again, it's the Cincinnati offense. This is what I was expecting. So I remember, even like I put the bet down yesterday after the Sunday night game, which I also won, by the way. New Orleans was underrated in that one. But yeah, I don't understand why Pittsburgh was only 3, and it's like as the day went on, I only put 5 down on that one. It was like -110, so I didn't even. It wasn't even. I didn't even double my my net gain wasn't even doubled. So yeah, it was kind of as the day went on, I just kind of regretted it more and more. And as I watched the game, it just looked kind of clear that Pittsburgh was a lot better. Now again, it's Heinz Field Monday night, right? But still, I mean, I think there's like certain tiers, and like I think Pittsburgh's just a tier 2 on top of Cincinnati. Cincinnati's like the Washington tier, right? I mean, they're like they're maybe not Washington. There's Washington, Miami, New York, and then maybe like half a tier above is Cincinnati, because they have some competent like players on the offense and defense that you can kind of name. Whereas the other teams don't.
The thing is, though, Cincinnati has looked like an 0-3 team, but Pittsburgh has easily won a few of those games that they had.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But I mean, everybody was saying the same against. I mean, about Cincinnati, right?
Yeah, but just the way they like both teams like looked in those games. Like Cincinnati, it almost seemed like if they kind of had a bit of luck, then it would have gone their way. But overall, they didn't play well in those games. Pittsburgh still looked good, and then it was just some things went against them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, I don't know, I feel like Cincinnati I feel like every year we always, like, look at the bad teams, and, like, there's going to be that one bad team that, like, somehow does good, but I feel like this year just all the bad teams are just playing so bad, like, even worse, like, who thought Miami was going to be this bad? And I don't, it's just... But yet, there's so many 2-2 teams. So it's kind of ironic. It's either really bad or average at this point. But anyways, yeah, that's the NFL one. That's going to be into the Seattle game, which I found interesting, too, because the line opened up at, I think, -1.
I thought it was 1.5.
It was 1.5. It moved. It was 1 earlier. And I was thinking of putting, because it's basically pick 'em, right, at that point. So I was thinking of putting... money on Seattle, but I waited, and then I looked early. I looked again on the score, and it said 1.5, and then I looked again on Bet365, and it moved up to 2. Now, again, a lot of it's like it's influenced by fans, obviously, right? So,
yeah,
if everybody's putting money down on Seattle on the -1, they're going to move it up to -2, -3, and see what happens. Because I remember that's what happened. Which game was? I think it was the Super Bowl, like the Rams were favored by like 3 or 4, and they realized what they did because everybody started betting on New England. And so, yeah, I'm sure they probably some sports like bookies like lost their money. But anyways, so we move on to tomorrow or today. I'm not sure when does this get published right away.
No.
How many? Like, is it still a day?
Yeah, still a day or so. So I feel like this could end up being published after the game tomorrow or in the middle of the game tomorrow.
Why doesn't it get published, like, right away? I mean, we've already published before. Like, why
I'm actually not sure when it comes to more than one, so we'll just have to see.
Okay, well, anyways. Should we just... Oh, well, okay, you know what? Never mind. Okay, so tomorrow we have the NL wildcard game. We have Brewers at Nationals. That'll be Woodruff against Scherzer. Nats Park. Is that what it's called? Nats Park, right?
Yeah, Nationals Park.
Yeah, Nationals Park, yeah. Anyway, so I think I think if there's two bandwagons, we're both on like the complete opposite side. I've been on the Milwaukee one coming down the stretch, and you've been on the Washington one.
I've been on the Washington one for a couple of years.
Been like absolute meaningless. Yeah. Wait, what?
I've been on the Washington one for a couple of years.
I know, you've been on the Rendon one. I don't think you've been like this excited about any player since like...
No, I was excited when Daniel
I can't even
Murphy
remember the
there.
Last time you were... Sorry?
I was excited when Daniel Murphy was there.
Oh, yeah, Daniel Murphy. Yeah. I forgot. Wasn't he on your fantasy team?
He was last year, except he was injured a lot, at least in the beginning.
You should have picked him up this year.
I think he did worse this year than last year.
He was still okay, though. I think he still hit, like, almost 300.
I thought he was, like, 280s.
That's close to 300, I think.
For Daniel Weir, he was back to like the Mets kind of stats.
Yeah, like 2015 postseason. Yeah. Right? Daniel Murphy. Okay. So yeah, we have Brewers at Nats. Last time I checked, let me check the odds again. Last time I saw it was, I'm not sure Nats, but Brewers were +165. So like my strategy has always been take the underdog, no matter what. Well, I mean, not no matter what. I mean, it has to be somewhat realistic, depending on the odds. But yeah, I feel like most of the time, especially baseball, because there's a lot of parity in baseball, especially when it comes to postseason too. Because these teams are separated by what, like 2-3 games, right?
Yeah.
And one team's a +165. Like that's insane. So yeah, well yeah, +165 for the Brewers. Nationals is -185. Yeah, you'll get a 13.5% return if you get put on if you bet on Washington. Brewers, on the other hand, you'll get a over 100% return, over 150% return. So, like, again, like for the casual fan out there, like maybe who doesn't know, I don't know about you, what your strategy is, Cole, but like I feel like you should just put on Milwaukee. They'll go to their bullpen. Woodruff will go 3 innings. They'll piece it together little by little. Brewers will chip away at Scherzer. That's my opinion. They'll score like I could see them scoring like 6 runs in this.
The thing is, especially
when they get to the back end.
The thing is, Dave Martinez has said that he's going to go all hands on deck. So that could even mean Strasburg and or Corbin come into the game.
I mean, but that's what the Brewers have done all year with like actual guys that have done it before. You think it's different for Strasburg and Corbin when they have to come in like in the sixth or seventh and they get warmed up in an inning or two in the bullpen. You know what I mean? Like, whereas the Brewers, it's like that's how they've been playing for like the whole year. I even saw the status, like their average like start is less than 5 innings.
Like, yeah, they're one. I think they're the only team, aren't they, with that stat?
Yeah, I think they might be. I mean, it makes sense though. If you're gonna say like one team, I think most people would say Milwaukee, at least if it's a good team. But yeah, and then like I'm looking at the over under. It's set at 7.5. I feel like you have to take the over on that.
No, you'd have to take the over.
But you think it's gonna end up 4-3? Like I feel like it's not gonna be like that sort of game.
Yeah, I think there's gonna be. At least fireworks on one side.
The game I could see the AL one being like that though. Morton versus Manaea. I think that could be like if you set it at 7.5. I think I'd have to take the under.
Yeah, especially in Oakland too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. No, nothing's gonna leave the park. But yeah, Brewers Nats. I think it'll be a little higher scoring than people may think, especially looking at Scherzer. I think hasn't been that great down the stretch, and I think he can like. If he gives up 3 or 4 runs over, let's say, 5, maybe 6, I wouldn't be. Especially like Milwaukee, they have that just weird postseason. They'll just somehow win sort of thing. I don't know. It's. I think +165 is worth it. I mean, like I said, with the underdog strategy, you're not really like. If they lose, they lose. You know, they're underdogs, right? But if they win big. And then, especially in the postseason, underdogs win all the time. So I feel like by the end of it, if you keep kind of like consistently picking the underdog when it's worth it, then you'll end up with like a decent gain by the end of it. Now, again, it's not many games, but this is the first one, Brewers and Nats. So I'm going Brewers. Cole's going Nats.
I can both win. Pick the over.
And the over 7.5, but they changed the odds are different. Those -120 versus +100 under. So they're not stupid. They know people will take the over.
Yeah,
like I could see the Brewers giving up some runs too, but like I think somehow I could see them being down like 5-4 in the 7th or 8th, and then like man gets on. There's like a walk. Braun, whoever hits a double down the line, 2-run score sort of thing, and then the Brewers win. Hader comes in, that's it. Yeah, I can see something like that.
The thing is, right now, both Kane and Braun's status are still up in the air.
No, I'm pretty sure they're going to play, though. I mean, it's...
Yeah, Braun seems likely to play. Kane is still a big question, though.
I felt like Braun, the only reason why he didn't play in the Colorado series is because he was going to play in this. Because I was like, if he absolutely needed to, he would have played in that series. That's like the sort of vibe I felt from his injury. I was like, they're not pushing it. They're like, whatever, we're going to have to play in the wild card game anyways. So it's like, well, what's the point?
The thing I wonder is if Braun and Kane are in the lineup. I'm just wondering if they're going to keep Trent Grisham in right, because he's been the replacement for Yelich all year, if they would move to Gamel.
Well, the thing is, though, I think Grisham's been like leading off against like right-handed pitchers, so he'll probably I would assume so, because like even when Kane was in the lineup, Grisham was still leading off.
Yeah, they had Grandal in the two hole.
Yeah, Grandal in the two hole. Yeah, I know. So that's how it looks like. So like we said, Brewers, Nats. It's the only game on tomorrow. Tomorrow night should be a lot better. There'll be the AL wildcard game, NHL regular season starts, and that should be good. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. So I guess that's all for now, right, Cole?
Yeah, I guess that is.
All right, so we'll see how much I've won and how much Cole's lost. Oh, one more thing. Oh, I forgot to talk about the futures bet that you made.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we did our MLB postseason predictions, and I had Brewers obviously winning, and then by the end of it, I'll just, long story short, I had Houston over St. Louis. I think St. Louis is a good like pick to win the pennant. I wouldn't go as far as seeing the World Series. I don't think they're like that level, but like I can see them going past. Atlanta's like, their pitching isn't deep enough in my opinion. Like it's like the same thing that happened against LA last year. Like, they didn't really improve, I think, enough. Especially against, like, St. Louis. St. Louis actually has, like, solid starters and a solid bullpen.
Yeah, the thing is, the biggest question is with the Atlanta bullpen, because there's a question all year long.
Exactly, yeah. And then, like, the only thing Atlanta probably is better at, well, obviously better at, is offense. But, I mean, it's going to get limited anyways in the postseason. That's how it always is. So, I mean, and St. Louis has bats, too. So, I feel like, even in a 5-game series, St. Louis can like win this like 3-1. That's, I get this sort of feeling. And then who knows against the Dodgers, right? Kershaw versus the Cardinals, like the worst like match ever.
So, yeah, for Kershaw.
Yeah, no, just terrible history against them in the postseason. So I'm Cardinals are like an upset, or not an upset, but like a sleeper in the NL, and then Houston. In my opinion, I don't see how anyone beats Houston. Oakland probably pushes them a little bit, but if Oakland wins, they probably push them a little bit. But yeah, that's about it. Yeah. So, and then Cole, you can talk about yours.
Oh yeah, I have the Nats winning the wild card, and then I have the A's going all the way and beating the Dodgers in the World Series. Yeah. And then Dodgers with a third consecutive World Series loss.
Yeah. Oh, great. That'll be fun. Like, imagine just waiting another 2 hours just to leave the ballpark and then get to see another celebration on your home field. Yeah. But anyway, I messaged Cole right after he sent me those picks. I was like, if you really have big dick energy, you'd put down some money on Oakland to win this, or at least win the pennant. So I told him what the odds were, and it was plus 1,000 for futures bets. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'll take it. It was plus 1,800 to win the whole thing. But I guess because he had the Dodgers in the World Series, he was kind of scared that they were going to lose that. So he just did the pennant. He's like, there's no way they could beat both the Astros and the Dodgers back-to-back.
Well, they'd be beating the Astros, Yankees, and then Dodgers.
Oh, yeah, right. Astros, yeah, there's no way. I forgot about that. I haven't heard a single person who thinks the Twins are going to beat the Yankees, too, which is really funny.
Oh, the thing is, it's just their pitching.
Yeah, this is when upsets happen, is when everybody picks one team. I wish they had more futures bets, too. They only have pennants, the AL pennant, and then the... they probably only have the pennant right now because they don't even know the DS matchup. I just realized. But, no, I don't know. Actually, not sure, because like, on Bet365, they only have the pennant winners and the World Series winners. They don't have the DS winners.
What did you think of my pick, though, for Laureano to win MVP?
That was, like, a low-key good one. I never thought of that, but I could see him winning it.
At first, I was debating, but I wasn't going to give it to a pitcher. I figured it'd be a hitter. Oh. And then at first, I was thinking either Semien or Chapman.
Okay.
Chapman was pretty good for, like, the last week of the year, Semien was good for like the last month, but like just I thought like Chapman would have he would get some like timely hits, but I don't think overall he'd have like the average. Semien, I just felt like just because he's kind of like been like the team MVP, usually someone like that's like always stifled in the postseason.
And then because Semien and Chapman are like their two best hitters essentially. Yeah. So you pitchers are just gonna pitch around them, obviously. So a guy like Laureano, who's actually like a low key solid hitter,
and he's always like usually their number two hitter.
Oh, did he get moved up?
Or yeah, he's always usually top of the order now.
Oh man, recently. Okay. But they'll still focus on Semien. Oh, they'll look at Semien.
Yeah.
And then they'll look after Laureano, and then there's Chapman, and then Olsen or whoever. Or they, I don't even know who they're gonna put in at this point, but yeah, I think it'll be like when in 2017, I feel like with Bregman, when the pitchers were like, oh shit, there's Springer, and then there's Altuve, and then Correa, and then they kind of forget about Bregman right in the middle, and then he's kind of raking, and then like low key, but nobody realizes it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of get that feeling. Yeah, Laureano was a good one. Like, again, Oakland has to make the World Series, which it's not going to happen. So, but yeah, no, that was I think if you're going to go for a long shot to win the pennant, I think Oakland's the one in the AL. And I don't know about how you feel, but I think St. Louis is the one in the NL.
No, as much as I want to pick Washington, I feel like the Dodgers pitching is just too good for Washington's pitching to outmatch them.
You think so? You think like, I feel like, Ryu's like it's just his pitching won't translate to the postseason. I don't know, I get these like feelings.
Yeah, but then even if he struggles, then they still have Kershaw and Buehler up next. Yeah, and I figure against Washington, and like the one team Kershaw is okay against.
Yeah, no, Washington I agree with, but I think like a team like St. Louis who's experienced and stuff, like that craft won't go past like their lineup.
The thing is, really, I don't know who's a consistent hitter in that lineup other than like recently Tommy Edman and Colton Wong, and Colton Wong is still a question mark with injury.
Goldschmidt can like hit anytime.
Carpenter's
been playing okay over the past like week.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they'll put Carpenter in at all.
But just the thing is, when you look at like the overall numbers, you just see like a load of these guys just kind of like underperforming.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like probably the most underwhelming has been probably like Ozuna or something, right?
Yeah, I think he had like 240.
Yeah, it's been really bad. It's probably been like the worst Marlin, like the guy from the Marlins trade so far.
Yeah, it seemed kind of almost up there.
Yeah, it's but yeah, you can see I don't see how Washington can get past LA. Problem is too is that like even though Washington's pitching is like really really good, it's not like the Dodgers lineup, I feel like, is too deep.
Yeah, like you every game you see like those like 6, 7, 8 hitters still like getting like RBI singles, yeah, doubles, and
like
their 6, 7, 8
hitters are like, it's just too good. Like, it's they're like the Astros. They're like the junior versions of the Astros.
Yeah, like they don't really have like a positional weakness, just because also they have guys who can like shift around everywhere, so they can just fill a gap.
Well, just. Houston have a positional weakness,
like
not defensively.
Yeah, not defensively.
Offensively would be like Maldonado, and that's about it.
Yeah, but even so, you can stick in Chirinos just because he has enough power.
No, they'd go. They're not going to sacrifice their like great defensive catcher just for some more offense. They already have enough.
Yeah, I'm thinking Gurriel had like a career year.
So many good guys, man.
Alvarez is gonna win Rookie of the Year. They could have. So I just realized they could have Cy Young, Rookie of the Year. I don't think Bregman should win MVP, but there's talk about it. So then they could also have the MVP.
No, Mike Trout should win 100%.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know he's 100%, but I don't know what the voters think.
Yeah. But I feel like everybody I've heard has said they'd vote for Trout, but they're like, they feel like people are going to vote for Bregman. But I haven't heard anyone saying they're going to vote for Bregman.
One thing is, I'm wondering if anyone's considering like either Verlander or Gerrit Cole for like any of like the top three votes.
I don't know about Cole because I think Verlander's been better. Maybe Verlander, he'll get votes, obviously. Or both of them will get votes.
And also, obviously, Trout and Bregman will be two of the finalists, but I don't know who that third finalist will be.
Simeon.
Simeon.
Simeon, right? Maybe. Trying to think who else.
It could be Devers.
No, you guys weren't good enough. Like, you have to be, like, amazing if you don't make the playoffs, I feel like. Which Trout was, so that's why. Like, Devers had the first half, I feel like. Yeah. Not the second half. I think that's about it, right? I mean,
they might just give the nod to LeMahieu just because he's on the Yankees.
Oh, yeah, there's LeMahieu, too. I forgot about that. Yeah, LeMahieu will probably finish third. Just because he has the average leading off New York, all that stuff.
And then this year, there's not like that one reliever who could get MVP votes.
Is there going to be one?
No, I'm saying this year there isn't anyone like that.
Oh, yeah, I know. There was like Britton. Did Diaz get votes last year?
I'm not sure, but I imagine. I know he at least got Cy Young, like him and Trinan.
Yeah, Trinan. Yeah, Britton. Oh, no, Britton was going for Cy Young the year Porcello won Cy Young. Okay, we're getting off track here. So, yeah, that's that's about it for now. Went kind of long, I guess, because it's the first one. So, listen to Kai. Take the Brewers. You won't regret it, just like how you should have put more money on the Steelers. I do regret that. So, I guess for now, that's goodbye. We'll be back tomorrow talking about the AL wildcard game and some good NHL
regular season action. Game for the NL wildcard.
Sorry?
It'll be a post-game reaction for the NL wildcard as well.
Yeah, we'll be able to fit that in. Yeah, it'll actually end up probably being longer.
Yeah,
okay. So, guess that's all. Goodbye for now.
Yeah, Rendon for MVP.